The effects of climate change are becoming more visible every day, with most of the world agreeing that the first step in mitigating more damage to the environment should be a net zero carbon emissions target. Australia's carbon offset market currently experiences large gains every year and is a way for large emitting corporations to supplement their carbon emissions with offsets while they implement carbon reduction plans. Dom Giles asked David Roach, the research principal for the Institute for Sustainable Futures at the University of Technology Sydney, about what carbon offsets are and how they can help in the process.
So a carbon offset is essentially an activity that's designed to offset carbon emissions. So it can be an activity that reduces emissions by avoiding emissions that would have happened otherwise, or it can be an activity that actually takes carbon dioxide out of the atmosphere through, for example, planting trees or sequestering carbon in soils.
What are carbon credits and how are they used in Australia?
So firstly, the carbon offsets are the activities, and if they go through a sort of an accredited scheme, you create a carbon credit, and essentially a carbon credit is a reduction in carbon emissions of 1 metric tonne. And in Australia, we have the Australian Carbon Credit Unit, or the ACCU, A-C-C-U, and that's a sort of government-mandated scheme through what's called the Emissions Reduction Fund, which is set up by the federal government after the repeal of the carbon price. And so that scheme's been operating since about 2011. Through that scheme, the Australian federal government is the main purchaser of ACCUs, and farmers and others can generate those ACCUs or carbon credits through carbon farming, essentially. So through changing land management practices and other activities, they can reduce carbon emissions and therefore generate carbon credits.
Do you believe that carbon offsets are an effective means for Australian businesses to combat climate change?
Yeah, well, it's an interesting question, and it's a slightly tricky question. So they certainly do play a role, but they should not be the primary means by which any business should be looking to reduce its emissions and effectively working towards net zero. The world will not get to net zero carbon emissions through offsets and carbon credits alone. If you think of it in terms of a waste hierarchy, I guess we're all fairly familiar with the idea of reduce, reuse, recycle, which is a kind of a hierarchy where we do more important things first and at the end, we do the recycling bit. So we should think of carbon emissions the same way. So the first thing we should do is avoid energy-intensive activities. We should also look at improving energy efficiency. We should look at switching to 100% renewables. And then the last thing we should be looking at is offsetting emissions through carbon credits.
Some offset schemes take carbon capture offshore. So does carbon capture offsetting need to be handled onshore to moderate Australia's carbon output?
Yeah, so offsetting emissions overseas, I don't see as being problematic on the face of it, as long as there's proper accounting done. So as long as there isn't double counting, where other countries are counting those offsets in their own emissions reductions, and then we're counting them again in Australia. We also have huge potential in Australia for creating carbon credits. We have large areas of land, we have great technologies, and we have plenty of opportunities here to create our own carbon credits through, particularly through land management practices and also direct capture technologies. It's possible to generate them offshore, but I think we should be almost looking at creating them within Australia and making sure that the carbon credits that are being bought by businesses are very high quality, so that they have a purchase through a reputable supplier.
Is the carbon offset scheme working fast enough for Australia to make its net zero 2050 target?
Well, again, I go back to the point that we're not going to get to net zero 2050 with carbon credits alone. We need to principally reduce emissions, and we're looking at doing that in particularly in the energy sector, which is where I do most of my work. And so we have technologies available already for things like electricity generation, so it's relatively easy to transition to renewables in that sector and reduce our emissions fairly quickly. But there are sectors where the technology just isn't going to be there by 2030 or maybe even by 2050. So we need to, I'm thinking of things like aviation, you know, steel production. There are sort of technologies that are being developed in those sectors, for example, using hydrogen to create steel rather than using coal. But those technologies will take a little bit of time to develop. And in the meantime, if we want to move towards net zero, we do need to look at using offsets as a kind of necessary evil in the interim.
That was David Roach, the research principal for the Institute for Sustainable Futures at the University of Technology, Sydney, speaking there with Dom Giles on the effectiveness of carbon offsetting.